This is Twit.
This week's Disney D23 Expo, the company has unveiled Star Wars Land. They unveiled a model, just a model. It's going to be a 14-acre park, which will allow fans to control the Millennium Falcon, eat at a restaurant that will resemble Mos Eisley's Cantina, take part in a battle between the First Order and the Resistance, and, of course, wait in soul-crushingly long lines. The park will open at Walt Disney Land and Walt Disney World in 2019. I want to go there.
Yes, I want to go to there immediately. Take me to the timeline where that is already completed. I am ready. You know, I think that this is really interesting. I mean, D23 is becoming the premier place for all Disney and Disney-related news, which stretches far and wide now that they have Star Wars properties. And it's interesting, you know, obviously that they've unveiled this sort of takes the wind out of the sails of anything that you might expect at Comic-Con related to Star Wars properties, because this is pretty amazing. I mean, these models are amazing. I was in Disneyland last October, and they had already started to sort of block off areas. You could see where they were going to be carving out where Star Wars Land will exist in Disneyland right now. And I think that it's really exciting, especially because, you know, Disney's really trying to capitalize on these hot properties that they have. You know, they just released the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. They retrofitted the Tower of Terror, so now that's the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's going to open up to a more expansive Marvel themed world at California Adventure. They want to get started on Star Wars Land. And yeah, I mean, on one hand, yeah, lines are going to be nuts. But on the other hand, I think that this really reinvigorates the park in new directions. And while I think that longstanding Disney stalwarts might want to hold on a little bit to the past, I think that this is going to be a great new addition, and it's going to just really bring the parks into an even more modern era.
And so do you really think they were trying to steal the thunder of Comic-Con, which is next week, like release this before? Like, is there a Comic-Con D23 rivalry?
And I'm not a Disney doctor by any means, and I'm certainly not a comics book doctor. Please don't at me. But what I will say is that it's a week out from Comic-Con, and Disney is holding D23 right now. And Disney's main products include the extended Marvel Universe, Star Wars, parks, and they are certainly making it a big deal. They're making D23 a big deal. So I would say that there will probably be plenty of news coming out of Comic-Con next week, but this is definitely a way for Disney to really get in with its burgeoning audience that's really into, again, comics and Star Wars, and sort of bringing them into the fold and sort of showing that they're putting a lot of effort into these properties that have not really had a lot of representation outside of, in Star Wars particular, for Star Tours, that they're really doubling down on this culture, and that they want to bring it to the real life in park form.
Did you see that minivan? I hadn't seen it, but it was on the website. Mini as in Minnie Mouse.
The minivan.
With a bow?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You need
that. Fun fact, actually, my niece is 7 years old, and she thinks that I buy all of my hair bows from Minnie Mouse.
I hope that she believes that forever.